Reignite on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. Whatever stage your business is at, there's always time to imagine sustainable, positive change. AIB, for the life you're after.
Welcome back to Reignite. I'm joined now by Alpana Delaney, Head of Programmes for Ireland and Northern Ireland at an organisation called Change Please. And Change Please Ireland was set up in 2024 to help people experiencing homelessness back into work. Alpana, you're very welcome to Reignite. We're going to hear shortly from some of those people who've been through a lot in life and getting these new opportunities. But tell me a little bit first for our listeners, how people are referred to your organisation, what happens next once you hear from one of these homelessness charities?
Brilliant. Thanks, Anya. Change Please is a global coffee brand. We put 100% of our profits into employment programs for people at risk of homelessness. So that could include people in direct provision centres, people living in short-term accommodation, care leavers, or street homeless people. So it was started in 2015 by Jamal, and it's grown into a beautiful company, which is in the UK, US, Australia and France. About 18 months ago, Nespresso reached out to us and offered to become our social value partners. And part of our partnership was to launch in Ireland and Northern Ireland. So we're really grateful for that.
And so now homelessness charities refer people who've maybe experienced homelessness or other state agencies, and they go on 4-day training programs and you're helping them then find employment.
That's correct. So we get referrals from charity partners, and the trainees complete a 4-day program, a licensed to work barista course, and day 4 is our employability workshop. And the next step for them is we have placements in place. For example, Google hosts a placement for us, which is like a solid foundation step for trainees to complete a 12-week work experience program, a paid work experience program, and then we support them into onward employment. What makes our program unique is that mental health supports are intertwined within our program, which I see as a key success to the program.
Okay, well, listen, you mentioned the trainees there, and our reporter, Ronan Kelly, has been out meeting some of them, 3 of them, in fact, 2 asylum seekers who fled dreadful times in their own country and 1 man who's a recovering addict. All of them did the barista course, as we're going to hear, and we've protected their names given that there's vulnerabilities here. But let's take a listen to Ronan Kelly's conversations with those baristas. And we're about to hit that package, Berwin.
Hello. Hi, can I get 2 caramel cappuccinos?
So this is a coffee truck, Brew 52, tea, coffee, snacks, freshly baked donuts every morning. It's Blanchardstown, Dublin 15, Millennium Park, and I am based right outside the playground.
It's great to have you beside the playground, you know that?
Yes.
Unbelievable.
25 seconds for a perfect coffee.
In the barista school, I learned like how to make the milk. If your milk is not good, your coffee gonna be like bad. How to make good coffee as well, because like you need to know the different coffee and then the quality and then like the taste.
I learned a lot which beans are good. I love latte art. Playing with milk just to make flowers for customers to make them feel happy.
Chocolate powder?
Yeah, just smell it. I'll do, yeah. Thanks a minute.
There you go, man.
Awesome.
Enjoy.
Enjoy. Thank you.
I was in Kilmaine Rehabilitation Centre. I ran into a lot of difficulties in a previous life and they helped me so much. So I went through 18 months ago and it's still a battle every day. I'm still working on myself. I'm still doing recovery-based things, going to meetings, fitness, running. We used to come out for walks once and twice a week, and this was one of the main places for the walks, was Millennium Park. So we used to go for a walk and a coffee. And I was always looking at the lads and paying for the coffees, and I was thinking, I'd like to get into that. I'm here 7 days a week, weather dependent. It's very tough on my partner. It's really tough on her because I'm gone most of the days. Yeah, she's supporting me in everything I do. This is character building. It builds confidence. I have to deal with the public every day, so I was shy, timid, and I was afraid to speak, but I got the old me back.
So there are many, many bad phases of my life. But when I come to Ireland, I study healthcare, QQ level 5 last year. I did different courses through different NGOs, like manual handling, Safe Pass. I did volunteer work, fundraising with Polio Survivor of Ireland.
I moved to Ireland like years ago now. So I was young, 16, 17 of my age, no English, and then that was very hard. I'm feeling hungry, so I don't want to be hungry to anyone. I just want to enjoy my life and then keep going on my way and then work hard, try to like give something in the world, like help people.
I feel very happy to help people. Because when I see the people who are homeless, because in my life, in my country, I've been in all these situations, so I can feel the pain of others. I can understand their problems, what they need.
I wouldn't change this for the world. This is what I want to do. I feel free out here. I'm out in the sunshine, in a park, doing things I like to do, chatting to the public and making good coffee. I'm happy. That's €10 I want to get a place.
No bother.
May you be a rich tycoon, may you have a yacht in the sea before Christmas.
I don't think that'll happen, but thank you very much.
Ron and Kelly there in conversation with two asylum seekers who got work in kitchens and large organisations, and one person who set up his own coffee business. And I'm still here joined by Alpana Delaney of Change Please Ireland. I was really struck there with one guy when he talks about he was shy and timid, and through all of this he got his old self back. That's what it's all about. It's
absolutely
teaching confidence, self-esteem, but it's getting these people into new jobs and opportunities. No, how do you know it works?
Absolutely, Anya. And the most beautiful thing is that the three trainees that you heard from, they all have a fire in their belly to change the course of their life. And it's a privilege for Change Please to be part of that journey. The way we know it works is because we have... We keep all the stats, you know, we capture the data, and any success rates that we have, our database. So we have Joe, who's fantastic, full-time impact analyst, and he captures data. Just to give you a brief overview, this year we trained 28 people. 22 of them moved to the next stage into employment or education. 15 of them are at the moment in full-time employment, 3 in education, and 4 looking for employment at the moment. So that's a really healthy 81% positive outcomes.
It's amazing. And this is second chances. This is people who've been
absolutely
through sometimes the criminal justice system, direct
yeah
provision, new migrants,
yeah,
homeless people.
Yeah.
Giving them up onto the springboard that they can go again, and you're equipping them. It's two-pronged, the confidence and the skills.
No, absolutely. And also, you know, just to touch on the stigma piece, because that is, you know, and I think the proof is in the pudding. We have a lot of trainees who have, you know, say criminal records, but they've successfully secured employment, which is a really good, you know, it's evidence-based that the tide is changing. People are more open to giving people second chances.
People listening who want to get involved or maybe join fundraising efforts, how do they find you?
Reach out to me on LinkedIn. There's only one Alpana Delaney on LinkedIn.
Okay.
But also our website is changeplease.ie, and we're also on Instagram.
Okay. Continued best wishes with all the great work and impact. And we look forward to hearing more about Change Please Ireland in the future. We'll be back after these.